welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, our official podcast here at Five Feline Farm. And we are growing by leaps and bounds these days.
Yeah, we really are.
One of the things that we have to do is be flexible. And we just had an example of that in the studio.
Yes, we did. We have a guest in the studio and she's a little bit rowdy today.
She is. Can you guess who that is? And I'm hoping I can get the picture I just took of our guest to post along with this podcast. But you had to distract her because she kept walking all over the desks and the tables and putting her nose in my cup of water.
Pulling out rubber bands. And So it was very distracting. And I don't know how many times we started and stopped. But I had to give her a little toy, and she seems to have calmed down a little.
So let's hope we can get through the rest of this recording without any further little yellow interruptions.
At least she's cute.
She is darling, and she knows it.
Yes, she does.
But our last podcast talked about some of the emotions that we try to keep in check and how those things affect us. And, you know, we had another experience recently. I did, at least, in just kind of being embarrassed about some information that I gave out at the market and then realized later it was wrong.
Yeah. And I think embarrassment is one of the hardest things for me. And I think if most people would admit it, That's hard.
It is. And I really just didn't have my facts right. We had a new squash and someone asked me about preparing that squash. And honestly, I had not had one yet. I have one in the refrigerator to cook. I just hadn't done it yet.
Right.
And we've had some communication breakdown between the two of us.
Well, I didn't give you all the information. We've been really busy at market and we have two tents, and in the thick of all of, right at the beginning of market, it's really busy for the first hour or so. And so sometimes we have two tents, but we don't really see each other too much or communicate very well, apparently.
Yes.
But I just told you that this was a winter squash, which is true.
So I thought of it in terms of a butternut or an acorn squash where the flesh is firm. You need to bake it for a while. And my favorite for anything like that is a butter and brown sugar treatment.
Yeah.
So that was the advice I gave this customer about preparing it. The next week, they came back and said, you know, that just had a weird texture, more like a spaghetti squash. But had fixed it with the butter and brown sugar, said the flavor was good, but it had an odd texture. Well, we talked after the customer walked away. It is, in fact, a spaghetti squash. So it would have been very weird.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know that, though.
I didn't, but I had the week before very confidently given advice about how to cook something that I really didn't know what I was talking about.
And so we need to try everything that we take to market.
So I learned from that exactly what you just said. I need to try cooking those things, that specific item, before I say, or just to say, I haven't cooked this one. I don't know. But that feels equally embarrassing.
Yeah, because we get a lot of questions. We get a lot of gardening questions. We get a lot of questions about, okay, I'm interested in this, but what do I do with it?
Right.
And so then I get the blank look on my face and look toward you. And if we're busy, sometimes, you know, I'm sure I'm probably not giving good advice.
And we just have to kind of, you know, move on from that, I guess. But, you know, I think about that and I think, oh my, that was, I feel bad, you know, I'm embarrassed, but I also feel bad for the customer who had a bad experience at their meal, or maybe not a bad experience, but not what they were expecting out of something that they bought from us.
Yeah. But again, you know, it's one of those things we just have to let go. And, you know, I've been embarrassed about, we tried a new coffee roast.
Oh, yes.
And we had this new coffee that really seemed exciting. You know, we read the description of it. And
yeah, we buy these green beans and the description sounded really cool.
Yeah. And we try to select things that we think the customers will like. And so we bought this particular coffee that is not, it just, you can't roast it very dark.
Yeah, it will only take a light roast.
And
that's it.
It's extremely light.
It is.
Extremely light. And it looked different, you know, when I packaged it. And, you know, it didn't look as dark roasted, even though it had been in the roaster the right amount of time. And, but I hadn't tried it.
Right.
And so we, you know, I was really excited and marketed this special coffee and put it out there and was pretty proud of what we had done. And then, you know, it just kind of seemed to sit for a while. So people that had bought it, well, actually we tried some.
Then we tried it.
Yeah,
yes.
We tried it after some people had bought it.
After
we already took it to market and then we decided to try it. It was awful.
We didn't like it at all.
Oh my gosh. No, it was scared water.
Now, we did have one customer who really liked it.
We did.
And that was good because somebody needs to like it.
Somebody needed to. But it wasn't good at all. It looked weird. It kind of tasted weird. It was really weak.
So the general feedback on that one was yuck.
Yeah. So then we got brave enough after we tried it and started asking friends, what did you think of this coffee? Well, you know, you want your friends to be honest because we don't want to put this junk out there. And they said, yeah, it was just kind of more like weak tea.
So needless to say, that one will not be appearing again.
We won't have that one back. But again, we should have tried it before we put it out there. We should have known more about it. The description, don't always believe everything you read. Because it sounded really good. And as a marketer, I know, you know, you can make things sound really good.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's my job as a marketer. But with this, we should have tried it because it just wasn't what our customers, I think, really want. And so if you had some awful coffee from us, I apologize. Please try some of our other ones.
Yes, and we've tried those, and they are quite delicious.
Yeah, so we won't do that again. But again, it was an embarrassment.
One more just quick story. We've been picking sweet corn and selling as much as we can possibly haul. We've really just kind of finished the sweet corn season, but during the peak of sweet corn season in Illinois, it's delicious and much sought after. So when we had corn, there was like a frenzy. Everybody was buying up corn and it was a really busy market. And we had tried to keep ahead of having dozens and half dozens bagged up. And again, our failure to communicate.
We didn't communicate. We were busy.
We were super busy.
I mean, give us a little bit of a break on it, but we were busy,
and
but we didn't communicate.
You had set aside a dozen ears of corn in a bag back on the table where we do always put our special orders, or when customers are shopping and need to just set something down before they take it to the car. And so you had sold it.
I had the money. Yes. And I sold it and I didn't tell you. I didn't mark it. I just put it back on the table where we set stuff that's either pending sale or has been a special order.
Right. But in this particular week, as we were bagging corn quickly, we had also been setting some other bags of corn back there.
So we had corn back there and it was crazy.
I had a customer come up and ask how many dozen ears of corn we had left. And I did a quick count and I counted that one. And he said, I'll take it all. So I sold it.
Again.
And then because he had a large armload, I packed it up and helped him to the car. So I disappeared. You didn't know where I was.
No. And I had already told this other customer, because she was going to shop some more, that I would carry her corn to her car for her.
And when she came back, the corn was gone.
Yeah, she came back to get the corn and I turned around. The bag was gone. You were gone. I had no idea where you were at.
I had absconded with the corn.
You had. And so this lady is really upset because she said that was the main reason she came to market. So that just made me feel awful.
And when I came back, it was like, oh no. So you tracked her down, refunded her money, came back. We were talking about it, and I just felt awful because she's a very nice lady, regular customer. And I just hated that for her, that I had sold her corn out from under her. But then we realized we had a few ears set back. Yeah. We had six or seven set back that we were going to take home.
We were
going to
take them and eat
us.
Them because, you know, we're hogs about corn.
Right. And so we gave those to her.
Yes,
and
we gave her money back.
It made her very happy. But
and
she
had some corn for lunch.
Yes.
And she sent us a message and thanked us for it.
She did. And that was very nice. But I just felt terrible
about
that.
Yeah, we felt kind of dumb. You know, sometimes we're kind of like dumb and dumber. I don't know.
We are.
I'm mostly dumbest, though, sometimes. But we did make it good. But again, you know, it's one of those things. It's like you feel kind of silly and embarrassed about, oh my gosh, this could have been avoided.
It could have. So, you know, we're just sharing some of our, I don't know.
Real. This is real life.
Vulnerable.
Real life at Five Feline Farm.
Fails.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we do fail a lot, but we just can't dwell on those.
Right. So there's a few stories for your entertainment this week. And next week, we're going to pick up on telling you some about our mercantile opening that will be coming on October 12th, our grand reopening. So we'll give you some more details about that on our next podcast. So don't miss the podcast.
No, you won't want to. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.